We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to Tiger Talk from Cheerleader. It's 63 in Stadium in Columbia. A bye week for the Missouri football team. That means a week off for Coach Eli Drinkwitz. Gives us a chance to catch up with some of the Olympic sports coaches. We'll visit with track coach Brett Halter and cross-country coach Mark Burns during our first two segments. Josh Taylor from the women's volleyball team joins us at about 7:20. And Robin Pinchton will be in the house at about 7:40 to talk a little Mizzou women's basketball. That's all coming up tonight here on Tiger Talk. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Speaking of Shelter Insurance, Tiger Talk brought to you by Shelter, ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region three of the last 4 years, and number one in price by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. So with that, let's bring into the conversation a couple of coaches. Guy who's been coaching track and field at Mizzou for an eternity, Brett Halter is with us. Good to see you, my man.
Great to see you.
And the cross-country coach, Mark Burns, is with us as well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
I said an eternity, and the only reason I say that, because as we've known each other for a long, long time, going back to the late 90s. So how many years at the University of Missouri, Brett Halter?
I've lost count. I got to Missouri for grad school in 1993, and that's when Coach McGuire let me start coaching.
Yeah, and you had a chance to work with a great one in Rick McGuire. Not only a great coach, but an absolutely terrific person.
Absolutely. And he's coming back this next weekend for the SEC Championship.
The SEC Championship, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the wonderful setup for the cross-country course here at Missouri, talk about the evolution of the Gans course. Mark Burns, how many years for you at Mizzou?
This is year eight.
Year eight.
Yes.
Has it flown by?
It has. It has. It's gone by very quickly.
When you get a chance to work with guys like this, and I'm pointing to Brett right now for those that are in the radio audience. Just, what do you take away from his experience and the fact that he's been at Missouri since the early 90s?
Yeah, we have quite a few people that have been at Mizzou for a long time. So Brett's, he's been amazing, from day one for me and my family, and very supportive of, everything that our program is doing and all of our coaches. And, you know, we learn from the best and makes things a lot easier for us. He knows everybody. He's been through the ringer four or five times over and many more than that probably. And, you know, it really helps our program, you know, achieve at a high level.
Well, on this, and this is for both of you, because on this program we talk a lot about, you know, obviously football and basketball, the lengths of the season for each of those sports and the off-season training that takes place. And the fact that really in both of those sports, it's a 365-day commitment virtually for not only the coaches but also the student athletes. Is it the same in track and cross country? Brett, go first.
Yeah, it's a gauntlet, you know, for our distance runners especially. You know, the cross country kids, those are our distance runners, and they'll run through Thanksgiving, hopefully at the NCAA championship. We'll come back. Technically, we can start competing indoor track the first weekend in December. We try to back it up to mid-January. That season concludes in the second week of March, and then outdoor season starts immediately, and that'll go all the way till June. And you know, if you're good enough, you keep going to August, maybe September, and Olympic Games, World Championships.
Expand on that, Mark.
Yeah, it's a year-round endeavor, you know, that you have to build little peaks and valleys into the training plan and racing plan for the kids. And, you know, for kids to be going through a full year of academic, you know, they're working hard on the academic side of things, and then to have to compete all three, you know, both semesters and throughout the summer, it's a lot, mm-hmm. you know, so you really have to learn how to balance it for them, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally, to be able to get them through, to make sure that they're sharp at the right times throughout the year.
This was an Olympic year because of the pandemic. So remind me of how many track and field athletes Missouri had in the Olympics this year.
Well, we were down to one.
So it was Carissa Schweitzer.
Carissa Schweitzer.
How many athletes, though, did you have a connection with that were in the Olympics?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't think about
that. We'll think about that as we go along. As you watched Carissa perform on that stage, right, being on that stage for the first time, what did you take away, both of you guys, from her performance on that world stage?
Well, you know, the thing I appreciate with Carissa is where she came from. You know, relatively humble beginnings. She was far from a five-star recruit in football terminology. And how she was willing to buy into the program, worked so well with Coach Burns on a long-term plan, where Coach didn't get greedy with her and saw a long-term vision, and she bought into it. And she continues to buy into our philosophy even today. You know, I remember at the Olympic trials, watching her on at the interview, where the first thing she said when she was asked the question about running the 5,000 and the 10,000, she deferred to her coach.
Right.
That's, you know, that's just indicative of the kind of person that she is, and that's why she was on that stage, in my opinion.
First of all, Mark, what'd you take away from how she performed on that stage?
Oh man, just really proud of her. You know, first of all, she ran a really fast 10,000 meters back in the middle to end of March. And she walked away from that with a little bit of an Achilles injury. And she had to take some downtime and build back up. And she never really got over it. So nobody knew it. You know, she's not going to make any excuses right. or anything. If she's healthy, she probably wins both of those races in the trials. She was second in both. But she had to work really hard for them. And she had to do it a different way. She's not used to being banged up. And she trusted her coaches. Her coaches worked her way through it. And, I mean, she competed really, really hard in both of those. And the heat in Oregon was really bad. And then to have to bounce back in Tokyo, and Tokyo was really hot. That's a lot of running. That's a lot of racing at a very high level when it's really hot, and it's hard to recover from those things. So not being 100%, recovering from all the heat, all the races, 15,000 meters, that's a lot. And I was just really proud of how she handled it and battled you know, gave herself a chance to be, you know, in the finals of the 5K and then in the mix in the 10K. It was awesome.
Is this a fair statement in what she's doing in that sport? Her best days are still ahead of her.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, she ran during the pandemic. She ran a 5,000 meters she broke the 3,000-meter American record indoors. And then she came back and ran a time that bested the American record in the 5,000 meters outdoor. Her teammate beat her by a couple seconds. So, you know, that's the level she's at. She is someone that could be on the podium here in the next 4 years.
It's Mark Burns, Missouri's cross-country coach. Brett Halter, the Tigers track and field coach, is alongside. This is Tiger Talk from Cheerleader. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
You could call it swagger. You could call it a vibe. You could call it confidence. You could call it cool. Or you could call it exactly as it is. Tiger Pride. Show your Mizzou spirit with a Tiger checking card, only from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Member FDIC.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait,
wait, wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader at the corner of Stadium and 63. Show your swagger with a Tiger checking card from Central Bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Did you know that 1 in 7 Missourians are food insecure? That's why Mizzou football partners with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri to continue the proud Tiger tradition of Score Against Hunger. Join Coach Drinkwitz and the Tigers to bring hope at scoreagainsthunger.org or donate via Venmo to @foodbankmo, presented by MPix. This segment, Brett Halter, Missouri's track coach, is with us, also cross-country coach Mark Burns. Next couple of segments at 7:20, we'll visit with Josh Taylor. Then at 7:40, Missouri women's basketball coach Robin Pinchton will be with us to close out the show here on Tiger Talk. So coming up this week, a big event in Columbia, and also in the Southeastern Conference. The SEC Cross-Country Championships are going to be held right here in Columbia, Missouri, at an absolutely fantastic, world-class facility called the Gans Creek Recreation Facility. Brett Halter, let's do a little history. Mark, chime in too. Help us with how this all evolved.
Well, back, I must have been around 2010. I knew that the city had acquired the land that we now call Gans Creek, and I think the land was donated to the city. It's a beautiful property, an old farm. And I had went to Mike Griggs and said, hey, we've thought about a city cross-country course. We'll have Battle online pretty soon. We have Tolton going in. I mean, we're centrally located. From an NCAA championship perspective, we can service the East Coast through St. Louis, the West Coast through Kansas City. And frankly, from some of the other cities, Columbia is just a magnificent town as compared to some of the venues that we're going to, in my opinion. I'm biased, obviously. But Mike said, well, you know, we already have a master plan in place. And then it must have been several years later, he came back and said, you know, hey, how do we do this? I said, well, you know, you probably need two loops fully irrigated, fully excavated. And he said, what else? I was like, Coach Burns, get in here, man.
So what makes it special, Mark? What is it about this cross-country facility in the way that was designed that makes it truly a world-class facility?
Yeah, one of the things that we wanted to do was, you know, take the best pieces of the permanent courses that are already out there, the Terre Haute, Indiana course, Wisconsin's course, Oklahoma State, and put that into our course and then fix the things that we didn't like about those courses, right? So we had a couple of tenets here. We wanted the start line and the finish line to be right next to each other. We wanted to have it to be a spectator-friendly course. We wanted people to see runners all throughout the race and be able to stand in one spot and see most of the race, right? We wanted it to be irrigated so that the footing was good all year round, right? And we wanted to have checkpoints throughout the course. And on a loop course, you have a K marker here, a K marker here, and a finish line, and everything runs through those K markers. So you have, every 3 minutes, you have a new result that's popping up on the scoreboard, and you can follow the team results as the race goes on. No other cross country courses have that. So, you know, most of the time you see the gun go off, you see them go off into the woods, and you have no idea what's going on, and they come back and we figure out the score later. This way, every 3 minutes, you know the score of the race, team wise, individual wise. It's unbelievable. And, you know, we've partnered with some great people. I mean, Columbia Parks and Rec have been amazing. Cody Branch, our timer, is unbelievable with the technological side of things. And the entire course is just wired, right? You got cable running out, power running all to all areas of the course. There's nothing like it out there.
So what should fans know about the opportunity that they have this week to watch this?
Well, I think come out and see a world-class course. I mean, we're going to be hosting championships starting this year through hopefully over the next decade for sure. And it's user-friendly. Anybody can come out and see a terrific championship. You're going to be able to follow the race, as Coach was saying. We have a fantastic viewing berm that you can easily park and get up on, and you can see three-quarters of the course. You know, it's fantastic. And to see 14 schools in the SEC with all the colors and pageantry and excitement to go along with that, that's a unique experience. You know, I've been fortunate to have been to track and field meets all over the planet. Olympic Games, World Championships, I can't even count how many different countries. NCAA championships are awesome, but I'm telling you, there is nothing like an SEC championship when all 14 schools get together. It's energetic.
So Mark, break down the competition.
Well, you know, there's four ranked teams in the top 30 in the nation on both sides. You've got Arkansas, Alabama, Ole Miss up front on both sides. I think that on a really good day, I think we can be somewhere in the top five. On an average day, I think we could be probably five, six, seven. And in this field, that's pretty good, because this is a heck of a field, and it's going to be a battle out there, and we're going to have to be ready to show up and defend our home turf and get ready to battle.
Brett mentioned the number of championships that are coming here. When is the NCAA coming here?
So we have the SEC meet here next weekend. And by the way, it's free.
Next week.
It's free admission, Friday, October 29th, 10:08 men's start time, 10:50 women's start time. Out of Gans Creek, right across from Tolton High School off Discovery Parkway. And then next year, we just have been awarded the 2022 NCAA Midwest Regional Championship. And then 2025, we have the NCAA Championships.
Awesome. Guys, thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Mark Burns and Brett Halter. When we return, Josh Taylor will join us up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
What's the mark of a true fan? Someone who shows up game after game, supporting their team no matter what. Celebrating the wins. Hanging in there through the tough times. Passionate and vocal. Loyal and consistent. At Great Southern Bank, that's how we feel about our communities. Proud to be a part of the team, showing up day after day, ready to help however we can. Great Southern Bank, we're fans too. Member FDIC.
The Mizzou-Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Hey, did you know that Mizzou Athletics and Veterans United Home Loans are proud to announce an enhanced Seats for Service campaign for the 2021 football season? Veterans and service members can enter for a chance to win tickets to attend all of the remaining Mizzou football home games, including the Veterans or the Military Appreciation Game on November the 13th against South Carolina. Visit veteransunited.com/hero and help cheer on the Tigers. Let Shelter take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. They will register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger football game coming up during this season. Joshua Taylor is the head volleyball coach at the University of Missouri, and he's slightly taller than I am. Great to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm slouching in my seat.
You're slouching in your seat. All 6'9"?
I'm 6'8".
Oh, wow. Forgive me.
One down.
You know, when you're 6'3 and a half, 6'4, kind of looking up, I mean, it just kind of all goes, you know, comes together at some point in time. I think it's fair to say that this season for you and for your team has been a learning experience.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So expand on in what ways have you learned as a young coach?
Yeah, it's been very different. I think my first 2 years as head coach, we won a lot, and I was getting used to it. We had some amazing players, and going into this season, out of our 15 players that we have on roster, 8 are freshmen. And it's pretty incredible because of how much these young ones are buying in, having a growth mindset and improving each day and really detaching themselves from the outcome. I think when you get too attached to the outcome, it really drives a lot of behavior in a negative way, and it's really hard to stay motivated and make improvement, but this group is just doing a fantastic job of just buying in to getting a little bit better, 1% better each time we get an opportunity to train. And I think something that's really unique is that the past years of the program, we were really relying on the transfer portal. We mm-hmm. were relying on two or three major, contributors point-wise to be transfers. And I knew that I kind of wanted to move away from that a little bit and bring in kids out of high school who had a deep fire in their belly to be Mizzou Tigers. And they wanted to not consider any other university. They didn't want to consider any other staff. They wanted to wear black and gold. So that was something that was really important to me when I became head coach, was recruiting better than the rest of the country. And right now, we look at this young group here, and they're getting a ton of experience when the rest of the country is relying a lot of COVID seniors. So I always like to talk about Kayla Burbage. She's one of our freshmen, and she's going to be an All-American by the time she leaves. And she turned 18, I think about 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And our first couple tournaments, she was playing against 23-year-olds who, this is their fifth year of, competition at Division I level. So for her and the other true freshmen getting the experience that they are, it's really unique.
But you said something early on that struck me, because I think it's a very important thing that obviously as you're rebuilding this program after two successful years, you said that they have bought in to the broader picture,
right,
to the fact that success doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
It's a growing process. That, in my mind, shows a great deal of maturity for a bunch of young kids.
It does, and I think it's really funny because the way we're recruiting right now, we're recruiting elite athletes, and when you recruit elite athletes, they want to be great and they want to be perfect right now, and at times that they get in their own way with that. But so the first couple weeks of practice, there were some tears with the young ones, and really just having to reframe things for them. And at times, when you're making improvements and making technical changes, you might get a little worse before you get better, and really learning how to. We talk about embracing the suck. Like, this sucks. This is not fun. I don't enjoy this. I'm really uncomfortable. But embracing that and really buying in and falling in love with the process of improvement has allowed our young ones to get better really, really quickly.
When did you sense that they had, I guess, understood or were starting to understand that, this is, again, a mission. It's not an overnight.
I think they finally started understanding it when they were excited about failing. And I know that sounds really funny, but when one of my kids fails doing something the right way, I'm on the end line doing cartwheels and jumping jacks. I'm over the moon excited about that, because buying into making a change is not going to immediately result in a perfect result. It's going to result in some failure. And buying into that failure and, like I said, embracing kind of the difficult times is what's going to allow for them to do that. And that's what they're doing right now. They're saying, this kind of sucks, but I'm in.
I want to just get your thoughts on the transfer portal itself, because you lost players to the portal this past year. So just how do you feel? What are your thoughts on that from a coaching perspective? And because of it, how difficult is it to build and maintain a roster?
Yeah, I think it's hard when you're coming into a program with a lot of athletes that you yourself didn't recruit. And another reason why I want to recruit better than the rest of the coaches in the country is not only because I want kids who want to be Missouri Tigers, but I want kids who want to build trust with the coaching staff so that the day one when they step foot in the Hearn Center, we're ready to go. We're ready to run through a wall. There's no, do I like this guy? Do I trust him? Does he know what he's talking about? All that's built before they even step foot on campus. And But the transfer portal is something that's always going to be a part of collegiate athletics now. It's easy. You can stay within conference without sitting out a year. And, it's always going to be there. And, we've gotten the good end and the bad end of the transfer portal. And I think currently the good side that we've got is Anna Dixon. And she came from K-State. And she's an absolute stud of a human being and a really good volleyball player as well. So it's good and bad. I think it's just how you look at it.
Mizzou volleyball coach Josh Taylor with us. More on Tiger Talk after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready.
Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand? Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance? All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
The Mizzou, Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battleline Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battleline Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader at the corner of Stadium in 63 in Columbia. I'm Mike Kelly. Missouri volleyball coach Josh Taylor is with us. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri women's basketball coach Robin Pinchton. Hey, secure your spot in Mizzou Arena for the 2021-22 men's and women's basketball seasons. Visit MUTigers.com for season ticket information to reserve the best seats remaining for Mizzou basketball. Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union and Hy-Vee in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2021 season, each partner donates $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Josh Taylor is with us this segment. Again, Robin Pinchton will join us next segment. But these are exciting times in the Taylor / Creclough household.
Very.
Why
very
is that, times. Josh?
So Molly and I are going to have our first child in about a month.
In about a month, yeah.
So we're having a little girl, and I use the word little lightly just because Molly's 6 feet tall and I'm 6'8", so we know she's probably going to be a tall one. And even on the ultrasounds, they mention how big this kid's feet are already, so already saving for large shoes.
So I don't know. I mean, obviously, you've never been a parent before. You were around great parents, though, growing up.
Right.
She had great parents. Have you guys talked about how you're going to, like, deal with this kid that everybody's going to look at and say, this is going to be a great volleyball player at some point?
Yeah. Oh, man. I just hope she's coordinated. And if she can walk in a straight line, I'm going to be happy. And I really don't care what she does, what she plays. I think sports are such a unique way of learning a lot about life. And teaches a lot of life lessons, and I think it's something that's so unique. It helps you build relationships with individuals as well, and and obviously good for your physical health as well. So whatever she wants to play, I don't care.
Has Molly been more difficult this year than previous years?
She is definitely more tired, and I've kind of turned into part-time head coach, part-time Grubhub driver, just because what she wants every day is completely different from the previous. So I'm just trying to keep up with what sounds good to her, and I'm always reminding myself that I've got the easiest job in the world when it comes to being a husband. I don't have to create a human being, so I'm just trying to keep her happy and comfortable.
I want to talk a little bit about your team in a moment, but you know, we talk about NIL, name, image, likeness, and everybody thinks about football. Everybody thinks about basketball. Women's volleyball is seeing name, image, and likeness opportunities as well, aren't they?
Absolutely. I've got a couple kids taking advantage of some funny, unique things. Kaylee Cox is sponsored by a granola bar company, and so she, every time we're on trips, it's like her whole backpack is stuffed with granola bars, and she's just throwing them out to people. So I think that's cool. And Caleb Burbage is sponsored by CrossNet. It's kind of like a volleyball backyard game. Leandra Manguel Duran, she's actually sponsored by a Christian clothing company. So a lot of our athletes are taking advantage of this, and I think it's something that's so unique, and I'm happy they get this opportunity.
When you look at your team from an individual standpoint, kind of go through it from a thumbnail standpoint, if you will, and tell me where they are right now individually and kind of where you see them progressing to.
Yeah, I think I'll start with the young one. So Addie Lyon is one of our setters, and we're running a 6-2 right now, so it's a two-setter offense, and she's doing a really nice job. And again, asking her to make a lot of changes when it comes to setting, defense, serving, everything. So she's buying into that. And I think she's a pretty true, pure setter. So she's someone who's going to always be good for us. And we talked about Kayla Burbage already, but mm-hmm. she's doing things that I haven't seen a middle do since I was coaching Alyssa Mundlin as an assistant mm-hmm. coach. And it's so funny because Alyssa is now taking over our middle training, right. And Alyssa's coaching Kayla. So she's going to have a pretty limitless ceiling when it comes to potential. And another individual we always talk about is Anna Dixon. And again, it's hard to put into words how good of a person she is and how gnarly of a competitor she is as well. She refuses to lose, and at times I almost have to rein her in just a little bit because she knows one speed, and that's a million miles an hour.
When you're recruiting, what did you learn about the perception of Missouri when you took over this program a couple of years ago, and what are some of the things that you focus on when you're with the student athlete, with the parent, et cetera, and out just watching kids and evaluating? What are some of the things that you try to sell in terms of your program?
I think the biggest thing that I found becoming a trend when we were recruiting kids was they would ask, what's in the middle of Missouri? And the hardest part about recruiting to Mizzou is getting the kid to come. Once that athlete comes on campus, it's nearly impossible to not fall in love with how beautiful things are, our facilities, and you know, it's just a gorgeous campus. It's so unique, and I say that coming from Pepperdine, so mm-hmm. I really mean it. And I think when it comes to recruiting the athlete, it's also recruiting the parent. You're asking this young woman's parents to trust you to hand their child off to you for college, and you know, we don't take that lightly as a staff. We want to make sure. Our biggest goal is that when each one of our women graduate, that whatever they decide to do, whether it be a stay-at-home mom, whether they want to run for president, they're prepared to really succeed and thrive because of what they learn, not only through the university, but also with Mizzou volleyball. And I think when it comes to Mizzou volleyball, something that we talk about a lot about and sell is that we've got a really young staff. And I think a lot of people can say, oh, well, you got zero experience and, you know, this and that. But Molly, Alyssa, and I are all All-Americans, and Russ spent a couple of years at Stanford where he won two national championships as a coach. And, you know, we think and we know that we coach volleyball the right way, and we know there's one right way to play it, and that's the style that USA Volleyball plays, and that's why at each Olympics they medal. And we know we can teach the athletes to become great volleyball players. That's not something we're ever concerned with. But the biggest thing is making sure these athletes and these parents know that when you leave Mizzou, you're going to be a better human being, not only because of the university, but because of this volleyball program.
It's always great to see you. I sincerely enjoy talking to you. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. That's Josh Taylor, Missouri's volleyball coach. When we return, Robin Pinchton joins us on Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You train for this. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready.
ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait,
wait, wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities, and for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader, corner of Stadium in 63. Here in Columbia, I'm Mike Kelly. Remember that if you're coming to a Mizzou football game, that all game tickets are delivered to your mobile device. Download the Mizzou Tigers mobile app, log into your ticket account, manage and download your tickets from there. Be sure to download your tickets before arriving at Memorial Stadium. This episode of Tiger Talk and also other content and episodes available on the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance. Be sure to subscribe today. Joining us now, the head women's basketball coach at the University of Missouri, Robin Pinchton. You know what? I was thinking about this when I found out earlier today that you were going to be on. I think this is the first time we've ever done this together.
What's up, big dog?
How you doing,
man?
It's good to see you.
Hey, it's great to be here. It's great to see you guys. I mean, for some of you guys, it's been a while. So this is awesome. I'm fired up. You ready to get this party started?
It has been a minute, and I remember just, a mere couple of years ago prior to COVID, I mean, you would do your shows prior to the men's show, and your crowd was here each and every Monday night. And so for you, a social person, and you and your staff, how weird was it to be kind of separated from those that really care about your program?
Well, let me get to that in a second. See, we haven't done a show together, so I get to kind of go on my own, lane and just kind of take it over and kind of do my thing. So, first of all, I got to give a great big shout-out to Coach Drink and his staff and our football program and our fans. Obviously, I can't mention any names, but golly, what a huge addition to our Mizzou family. And honestly, it takes a village to get a kid like that, and I'm not mentioning his name. I don't know if compliance is here, but I didn't say any names. It does. It takes a village, and just to see the support on social social media. Congrats to all of you guys, and congrats to Coach Drink and his staff, and fired up about that, fired up about Sophie, and, you know, just want to talk about her for a real quick second, and just what a great accomplishment for her to be in the WNBA Finals as a starter. Are you kidding me? This little blonde, you know, little kid from Columbia, Missouri, and just, I know none of us are surprised that know Sophie, and so excited for her and what a great career she had this year, or a great season, and looking forward to what's in front of her for her future, because I think that girl's just getting started. I think she's adjusted, she's getting a little bit more comfortable, and I think, you know, she's got some exciting basketball ahead of her.
Yeah, she's kind of settling in. Yes. But you had a chance to go visit and watch the finals.
I did. So blessed. Desiree really helped us out there, and had a chance. It's hard at this time of the year to get away from your team, and we had some recruits coming in and was able to get up there on Friday night, and it meant the world to her. It was so great. I got to give her a great big hug before the game and spend a little bit of time with her afterwards. So just, I was like a proud mom. I always say big sister. I don't want to be that old, but it was like a proud mom moment, and had a chance to see a lot of her teammates that actually made the trip, and then some former players of mine from Illinois State that were there because of Ashlyn and just that connection. So it was a lot of fun, and really proud of her. But getting back to your question.
Oh, we're back there now?
Yeah, we're back there now. What was that question? No, I'm just kidding. So, it was so hard being away from everyone and just being able to give everybody hugs. You guys all know I love my hugs. And by the way, you're supposed to give 12 hugs a day. So take a little note, make sure we're doing that. But just not to be here in person and just be able to talk and, you know, ask questions and see how people's days and families and everything that's going on. It was just hard to be away. So it's so great to somewhat have a little bit of normalcy. I know we're not out of this pandemic yet for sure, but just to have a little bit of normalcy and be able to see faces again. You know, that mask that covers up so much, it's hard. And so just to see people smile and visit with them, it's been awesome.
We were out of town this weekend, and actually in St. Louis County, which they have a mask mandate. And it was so weird returning somewhere where they expect you to have a mask on all the time. For me, that was an uncomfortable setting. Get it, but it just was a weird deal because we've been in a situation here where we haven't had to have a mask around public. Let's talk a little bit about offseason, and I'm not talking about the team. Like you and the family, you Rich and the family, like what's a typical summer like for the Pinstons?
Well, I got to reprogram because I want to talk about the team.
We're going to get there.
Okay,
we got two segments
to
fill.
How much time do we got? Okay. So off season, I think for a college coach, there's really not an off season.
Exactly.
I mean, there's just not. And I think, to be honest with you guys, and you guys probably realize this, but to be a mom, to be a wife, to be a head coach, I mean, there's just a lot of different hats that we wear. And so it's so important that you are where your feet are. And, you know, maybe you can't have the quantity of time that you want, but you've got to make sure you make the most of the quality time. And just, again, be where your feet are. But it was a busy off season. Blake is 15 now, and so he's got us running around all over the place. And Blake is 10, which, or Zach is 10. My youngest is 10, which I know some of you guys have had a chance to meet him. And between their two schedules, it's nonstop, action-packed. I have all these big hopes and dreams and vision of this family vacation that we're going to take for the last... Well, actually, I don't even think Rich and I have taken a honeymoon yet, so there's a problem there. But there's not a lot of downtime. But the good part of that is not only myself, but Rich and our kids, that we love what we do every day. You know, to be in, at the University of Missouri and do what we do, we love it. And so it doesn't seem like I'm separating work from family because you guys are a part of my family. And we love what we do. So not a lot of downtime, a lot of baseball games, basketball games, and a lot of time with my team.
We're going to talk about your team after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
We believe banking should make your life greater. It starts with affordable options to meet today's needs and tomorrow's dreams. From smart account options that fit your style to flexible loans for what comes next. It means convenient ways to access and manage your money whenever you need it and wherever you're headed. Most of all, it takes great support. Someone you can count on for trusted guidance and to be there for you every step of the way. Great options, great convenience, great support. For life, Great Southern Bank. Understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Final segment of Tiger Talk here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Thanks to all those that are here at Cheerleader tonight. How about a quick round of applause for those men and women that are taking care of you tonight here at Cheerleader and the great job that they do for us each and every week. We sincerely appreciate them, as we do appreciate the women's basketball coach at the University of Missouri, who's beginning her 12th season. Where did time go to?
I'm still looking for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's flown by. It's been just an incredible journey and filled with some ups and downs and some challenging times and some really, really awesome experiences. And so I wouldn't trade any of it. I think, you know, that's just, it's part of our story. It's part of our journey and so many blessings in between.
Your boys have grown up in Columbia, Missouri.
They sure have.
Yeah, think
it's
about
pretty
that.
Wild. Yeah. You know, side note, my Aunt Nancy lives here. My mom passed away several years ago, and I just remember those last few weeks before she passed. My Aunt Nancy said, you know, just, Judy, please know that I'm going to take great care of your kids. Like, I'm going to take great care of them, meaning we're going to she's going to pray for us and just look after us. Little did she know, a month after my mom passed, it was longer than that. It was maybe 6 months after my mom passed. I moved here. Like, yeah. She's literally going to take care yeah. of us. And then I hired my brother-in-law, and so my sister came here, too. And so I guess it's careful what you
yeah,
what you wish for, right?
During the offseason, in talking with members of your staff, one of the things they talked about is that this offseason, we really got back to our roots as a program. What does that mean?
Yeah, so, I think... You know, just to be really, you know me, I've always just been really honest and straightforward. And last couple years have been really challenging, really tough. I'm a fierce competitor. I hate to lose. My poor family is probably still recovering from the last season. I don't separate it as good as I'd like to. It's easy to talk about it. It's mm-hmm. harder to do it. But it was a really challenging year. And I think, you know, there's a couple things that go into that. I think after it 2 years ago, we were ranked as high as 9th in the country, and you graduate a kid like Sophie and the rest of that senior class, and so you know there's going to be a little bit of an absence mm-hmm. and a void because we ran so much of our offense through Sophie and, you know, didn't maybe realize the kind of the voice that she had in that locker room that really impacted a lot of things. And so that year was a tough learning year, and then you go into a COVID year, and I think COVID really favored veteran teams, and we had a lot of new faces in and out of contact in quarantine, had some games canceled, and just never found our rhythm. It was a tough year. With that being said, we lost games by an average of 1 point per game, and so we weren't that far off. But I think what stood out to me the most as I reflected, because I'm harder on myself than anybody else, and so we go back and we reflect, what did I miss? What do I need to do different? What does our staff need to do different? What did we miss? And then it goes to the players. The next phase would be, what do we need to do to help our players? And I think we got away from our culture a little bit, and not intentionally, but I think there's a certain kid that fits Mizzou women's right. basketball. And I think we took some chances, and they didn't pan out. not bad kids. They weren't the right fit for us. Right. And so we really try to get back to our roots, our core values, love unconditionally, serve intentionally, live gratefully, pursue excellence, fall in love with the process. And that encompasses a whole lot. And, you know, our theme is mission first, team always. And when you talk about mission first, what's our mission? Our mission is to compete for championships. And, you know, the selflessness that goes into that, the attention to detail, the discipline, the accountability. And that's really what we focused on this offseason. I'm so proud of our kids. You know, I think having self-awareness, and again, it starts with me and our staff, and then for our players to be able to just have real conversations with them and talk about strengths, weaknesses, you know, what we missed that last season. And for them to just really own themselves and, you know, how can I get better? And our returning kids, I think just the maturity that I saw over the last 6 months has been really encouraging. Our new kids add so much energy, so much passion, great work ethic, and so that's been a great blend. We spent this off season in June and July every Monday, so you might think, okay, you know, you were so close in so many games, how can you fix that on the court? But I really thought it was a heart posture situation. Mm-hmm. The selflessness, the grittiness, the toughness, the servant leadership. And so every Monday in June and July, we went out in the community. We went to Blind Boone, we went to Coyote Hill, we went to Boys and Girls Club, we went to Special Olympics, and we just wanted to serve. You know, we wanted to have grateful hearts, and we wanted to serve, we wanted to connect, and really get back to who we were, because we've always out-teamed other teams, and we didn't out-team other teams last year. And then in addition, put in a lot of work on the court. Our April and May and June and July were really good. It was so great to be back on the court with our kids. But those were things that we didn't want to put on social media. We didn't want to do it for the likes and the retweets. We wanted to do it because there is a heart posture that we needed to just kind of shore up a little bit. And our kids really embraced that. I think they really came together. It's really cool to see the chemistry that we have right now. And that's a huge piece of who we've always been. And then in addition to that, we've really focused on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, you know, we were pretty solid. In regards to where we're ranked at within the SEC and field goal percentage and points per game. But, man, we took a big dip on our defensive rebounding percentage and points allowed. And so we really focused and honed in on that defensive side of the ball. And it is. It's a selfless act. You don't get any credit. They don't write about it. They don't want to talk about it. You know, they want to talk about leading score and things like that. And so we poured a lot of energy on the defensive side of the ball, and I've seen a lot of growth in that area.
What about some of the newcomers that these people are going to become familiar with as this season unfolds? Who are some of those individuals that have captured your attention early?
They all have. It's been an incredible group. We've got five new players. Unfortunately, the one challenge right now is we're kind of banged up. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're practicing with eight kids, and so we got to get healthy for sure. But the five new players, high energy, passion, pride in the front of the jersey, you guys are going to love them. You're going to love them. You're going to feel like you're a part of their journey, and that's who we've always been. But we'll start with Izzy Higginbottom, point guard from Arkansas. We call her 57. That's her nickname. She scored 57 points in a high school game. She can score on three different levels. You know, just very, very high basketball IQ, fundamentally sound. Is gonna be a great addition for us for sure. Had to improve some things defensively, but has worked her tail off. Great work ethic. I think she's gonna be great for us. I think Kaya, she's a kid from Arizona that just has a chance to be an elite level defender. I mean, she's long, she's rangy, has a nose for the ball, relentless in her pursuit for rebounds, a really good slasher. We're gonna have to work on her 3-point shot over the course of her career, but I think she does enough other things that can really make an impact for us this year. Sarah Lithicum, a kid from Jeff City. You talk about blue-collar kid. I mean, as a freshman to come in and have the voice that she's had, high energy, high motor, just loves the University of Missouri. Her older sister Micah's here, her mom, dad, family, aunts, uncles, cousins. I mean, they are Mizzou through and through. And just one of those kids that does all those little things that maybe don't always show up in a stat line, but, you know, is a willing screener, understands who we need to get shots for, and is a willing screener. So we call those screen assist, right? So if you get somebody a shot because your willingness to screen, you know, she's going to be a kid that I think is going to be just an anchor in our program over the next 4 years. Nisi was a kid that led the country in block shots as a junior and then had an ACL injury as a senior. super athletic. Both Niecy and Sky are very similar, not only in their builds, but in their looks and in their style of play. Both of them have the ability to really be a game changer for us inside. Just tremendous rebounders, shot blockers, and very explosive athletes' ability to go north and south. So we got a really great group of players that came in to join us this year.
You sound re-energized.
I am. I'm fired up. Are you guys? Seriously, golly.
And
we've got work to do. I'm not saying we've arrived and we're there, but I tell you this, we got a chip on our shoulder. We know we got something to prove, and the girls have worked really hard. And I'm thankful we got a couple weeks before our first game. I promise you that. We need more work. Players want games. Coaches want practice. Yeah. But it's a great group, and I just hope you guys can all make it out for a game.
Robin Pinchton, ladies and gentlemen. That does it for Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.